Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But understand, even one of the big supporters of our current president right now, the one who has Hathaway and what's the guy's name?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett. You know, he's a financial man. It's about money. And he just purchased a company out of Canada, and he owns Burger King, from what I understand, and he's going to merge those companies, and he's going to put Burger King out of Canada because Canada has less taxes now. And understand what this means. This means that the tax money that would have come in for defense and for your roads and those type of things is less now. And the reports are $2 trillion of corporate money now is around the world, mostly, I think, in Ireland.
Wow.
But because it's just cheaper. It's like 35% of all the monies that corporations get in America has to be paid towards taxes. So if they go over to Ireland and it's around, I think, maybe 15%, 12% or something like that, all the rest of that money stays in their coffers, but they can't bring it back. But one senator stated this week, he just said, listen, what about repatriating this money, this $2 trillion back in America, and let's just give them a special law, and we'll just charge you 5% on it, and so that $2 trillion can come back, and they begin to build with it. And the same leaders that are fundamentally transforming our nation did not even respond to it. So the whole thing is, the whole point of these policies and procedures is to cause money to be redistributed to Ireland and Canada and all these different countries. You know, we are so narcissistic in America. When we heard words like, you know, we need to transfer some wealth, one wealthy person said about another wealthy person, that's right, your stuff's coming to my house.
Right.
Not realizing that our poorest person in America is richer than 70, 75% of the world's population. So when you talk about redistribution of America's wealth, that's outside of America, and that's taking place as we speak. And then we're looking at the redistribution of the strength and the power of America as you're watching regions being given over to President Putin with the United Arab League, with over 22 Muslim nations, 500 million Muslims, that they were coming in behind America, and they said, hey, we will partner with you to deal with us Syria. And he goes, hey, why don't you just get behind Putin? And he passed the football off to Putin. So then you're looking at the redistribution of the power. And don't think about this in the context of like, yeah, this president we have is doing this, or this leadership's doing this. What you're seeing is God systematically dismantling a blessing gradually under like Jehoiakim, when God told Josiah, I'm going to deal with you, all this innocent bloodshed, everything that you're doing. And Josiah repented. He read the word of God. He found out what God said. He repented. And God said there wasn't more of a greater king than Josiah. But that whole storm was intended for Josiah's generation. But it didn't happen because he went and read the word of God. 81% of Christians in America, professing Christians, don't even pick their Bible up. They're not reading it.
Right.
And only 3% are reading it like Josiah read it, according to George Barna. And it's like, that's going to be our remedy. And you got to go. I mean, it's available for you at VFNTV.com called Josiah. You need to hear that prophetic word, because I truly believe that this is what God told Josiah. He said, okay, it's not going to come in your generation, but it'll come in your son's generation. And so when he died and his son became the next leader, that lasted for about 90 days. And then all of a sudden, Egypt picked the next leader, the son that would lead. And they named him themselves, and they named him Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim means God's set man. So I believe that our current leadership is what God set in place. That's what I believe. Because we, the church, have sinned. This has come upon us because we've sinned. But understand this, but we serve a good God and a merciful God, and we can fall into the hands of God and we can repent. That's what he's wanting us to do. That's the whole point. That's what he talks about in Ezekiel 37. He says, warn them, and he says, and if they repent, you know, you've won someone over. If they don't repent, they still will die, but their blood won't be on your hands. But he's talking about, he wants us to repent. So we're systematically, it's a gradual dismantling of the Titanic, the unsinkable ship. But she's so strong. America's still so, so strong, according to Abraham Lincoln. She has to be the one that takes herself down. So as you're looking at understanding this Jehoiakim, and that's in the teaching Josiah, the prophetic word, you can hear it. What comes after Jehoiakim is Zedekiah. Because despite how his brother and Jehoiakim thought that they could work things out with Egypt, it didn't work out, and it ended up in captivity, and it wasn't good for them. You can never partner with the devil. It's never going to work out, even if you can use him for a while. He's actually using you. Then he gets replaced by Zedekiah, and Zedekiah means God is just. If we think this is bad now, really, I'm telling you, listen. And that's why we do what we're doing. We're thinking like, let's don't do this. I'm not that strong. I need help. I don't like pain. You know, it's like, come on, right?
Right.
You know, Pat looks tough, but he can't even drink warm water. I mean, this is difficult. And God's okay with us just going, I got it. Because what comes after this present leadership is Zedekiah. And Zedekiah means God is just. And that's when God's chosen people, the apple of his eye, so granted, it can happen to us, got taken into Babylonian captivity. They got hit over the head with the butt of the gun, as the prophetic word was spoken over VFN TV. That means servitude. And so understanding this is like, okay, we can be like Josiah. In America, you as a believer, you're actually the king. Everybody in America, it's we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. So you select leaders to represent you, but you're the one that selected them. So to complain about 530-some-odd people in D.C., 300-something million complain about 530, somebody done took away the reality of what happened. You issued an edict. When you went down and you voted, you said, this is the person I want to lead our nation. Mm-hmm. But that's your employee. You know, that's who you hired, right?
That's right.
That's who you hired. And understand that, it says, okay, then we got to begin to say, we would love to have people that have our same values. Who has our values? Who values God?
Mm-hmm.
And the principles of our nation. So we're stuck in between Zedekiah and Jehoiakim right now. Jehoiakim, what happened with him, he actually tied in tight with Egypt. Our current leadership tied in tight with the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that was like the first international speech was in Cairo University. We have that for you on VFN. You can watch the whole speech. I consider it my job to defend the negative stereotypes of your religion. It's like, so you're defending ISIS? Is that what that was? Are you defending Hamas? Is that why? Are you defending that? I thought you were supposed to defend the country. That's what the president, by the way, the president is, what they do is they defend us. They defend the Constitution of the United States. They don't violate it. And they protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. But understand this, if it's God set man, God's going, yeah, I gave that to you for a while, but you just turned your back on me. You turned your back on me. You thought you could have my blessing and not have me. And they come together.
That's right.
The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll